Hello, it's Friday, April 21st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. It's another beautiful Friday afternoon here in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. It's what they call Blue-White Weekend at Penn State. What they do is they play a scrimmage game up at Beaver Stadium. A couple years ago, they got 65,000 fans into the stadium. At 65,000 to watch a practice game. That's more people than most college or even pro stadiums get to watch a real game. So you can see the fervor up here. So they have bands down here and so forth. We'll go down there if weather permits and check things out. We hope everyone else is looking forward to their weekend. And before we get to our main topic today, which is rebellion and defiance, we have a couple quick things to go over. First of all, we'd like to congratulate Mr. Russell Pickering. He runs a site called PentagonResearch.com, and there was, within the last couple of days, an article published about him in a Wyoming newspaper. It's called Researcher Probes for Answers to September 11 Attack on Pentagon. It was written by Buzzy Hasrick. And then the next to the last paragraph, he refers to his recent interview on Wing TV, and I'm going to have Lisa read that.
From the article, Pickering's resolve was recently buoyed by wide interest in an internet radio show in which he participated. Along with tens of thousands of internet viewers, he says 30 federal agencies and military industrial companies logged into the program. Pickering said, if we didn't have something important, they wouldn't be interested. By the way, Russell Pickering's website is PentagonResearch.com. It's an excellent, excellent source of valuable information on the Pentagon strike on 9/11.
Yeah, and I know our site got hammered the day he was on. And when you consider that there are 30 federal agencies and military industrial companies logging on to listen to what Russell Pickering had to say about the supposed Pentagon strike, then you know we're hitting something very, very important and hitting one of their nerves. Also, we're still getting responses about our show a couple days ago about the federal income tax. And one of the Wing TV listeners came up with one of the best ideas ever. He said, here's how you solve the problem with taxes. He said, on April 15th, everybody pays the tax that's owed. He says, there's no withholding throughout the year. You just pay what the government says is owed on April 15th. Now, the other day we went over this and said that an individual making $44,000 a year is only going to get to keep about $28,000 of that minus what was taken out from federal taxes. So if everybody has to pay everything they owe on one day of the year, April 15th, then he says you hold the elections on April 16th.
I kind of like the idea of abolishing the Federal Reserve and just canceling the debt.
Right. But what a good idea, because people would be in such a fervor and so enraged to see how much of their money is stolen on April 15th that when they go into them ballot box or those booths to cast their ballot on April 16th.
Yeah, I wonder if there'd be any politicians left in office after that.
There wouldn't be any incumbents left. That's for damn sure. And finally, Lisa, I'm sure you heard about this morning out in Riverton, Kansas. There was, a school shooting that was stopped because somebody on the internet, on MySpace.com, found out about this. This is the 7th anniversary of Columbine, mm-hmm. which that big shooting out in Colorado took place in 1999. Well, I guess these kids were actually going to don the trench coats, go in there with guns and everything. But somebody on MySpace found out about it, contacted the authorities, and they stopped it before it ever happened. But they were going to reenact Columbine 7 years later, and it's just incredible that this
What's
stuff is still taking place. Now, on the Wing TV homepage, there's an article called Worldwide Defiance. And if you see the picture there, Lisa, tell everybody a little bit about this picture that was taken by a guy named Jolly Roger while we were up in New York City for the 4th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, we went to do our protest at the emotional epicenter of 9/11, which was Ground Zero, and we wanted everyone to go there with us and stand with us and speak truth to the 9/11 victim family members who were there on that day. 9/11truth.org decided against protesting or having a rally at Ground Zero and instead went to the UN to do this little prance around the UN for themselves, and basically hardly anyone else saw them do that.
Cars driving by that were going 50 miles an hour.
It was a Sunday and businesses were closed, so it really was sort of ineffective and strategically pointless. But anyway, we were at Ground Zero, then we walked to the UN to cover the gatekeeper event at the UN, and Jolly Roger was there with us, and he took this picture of us watching the 9/11truth.org crowd preach to their own choir.
Yeah, and when I saw that, he only sent this picture within the last few days, and when I saw it, I was like, this is the epitome of what not only a patriot, I guess, epitomizes, but defiance and rebellion. When you see Lisa there with her fist up in the air, you see me behind her, then you see off to the side Patriot Jim Cujua with his look of determination. And it was just like, what could better epitomize or personify what defiance is? And because Lisa was saying that she was talking to some people today before the show, and they're talking about, oh, well, you know, every one of these sites has advertisements on them. Every site has, every radio show has commercials. And I said, well, maybe most of the other sites do, but there's one site that has no ads on it, plays no commercials, and that's Wing TV, of course. So nobody controls us.
Right. Well, one of the reasons that we are disliked by certain elements is because we have no sacred cows. We have no allegiance to anybody. We just come out, we tell you the truth, we give it to you straight up. We don't try to finesse you into believing what we have to say. We urge everybody to always check into the information, and we do promote defiance. I think we do promote civil disobedience, and always urge people to question authority, whether that authority is in the government or in your church, or even in the alternative media.
Right, and the mainstream media too. Now, a perfect example of defiance took place yesterday in Washington, D.C. President Bush welcomed the president of China, Hu Jintao, I believe his name is. And while they were giving their little dog and pony show speeches, a Chinese woman who was in the press corps jumped up. Or I guess she was already up on the scaffolding.
She's on some kind of platform.
Yeah. And for about 2.5 minutes, she railed against the president of China. And it was intense. We saw a
small
clip of it.
She was yelling, like, President Bush, stop him.
Yeah.
Stop him. And it was I guess, one of those unscripted moments. That's what the mainstream was calling it.
Exactly. And you know what's funny was that when we saw this clip, the members of the mainstream media who were in front of her were trying to silence her. Now, why would the mainstream media try to silence someone that's speaking out with her views? Wouldn't you think that they would welcome free speech? But they were actually trying to shut her up. But she went on for over 2 minutes. And, of course,
something like that really upsets their apple cart.
You better believe it. Yeah. And she was subsequently arrested, and I guess she was charged with disorderly conduct.
Now, here we have a protester who's just protesting. She's just yelling out. Yeah. And she wasn't being filthy or you know, offensive or anything. She was calling out to President Bush. She was just protesting.
Yeah.
And she gets arrested.
Actually, there's more information discovered about her that she's actually a doctor. And she's with the group Falun Gong. That's a religious group that's being suppressed in China. And she actually had, Lisa, legitimate press credentials. Now, nobody knows how she got these, but what she did was she stood there, and there's nothing that pleases us more, nothing, than to see something like this that is, as Lisa said, unscripted, and for two very uncomfortable minutes, for President Bush and for the President of China, they had to sit there and endure what she had to say, and we just applaud her.
For the mainstream to act like this is something so out of the norm that they never see anything like this is bogus, too, because they see stuff like this all the time. They just refuse to report
it. Exactly. Yeah, it's like when we're down in front of the White House holding up our 14-foot controlled demolition banner. They saw that very, very clearly. They don't report on it.
They saw the defiance outside the Massawi trial courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia a few weeks ago mm-hmm. when the Scholars for 9/11 Truth had their press conference in front of all the media elites, and they didn't report that either.
Right. A week or so ago, Patriot Jim Kuzua sent us an article about a man that jumped the fence at the White House.
Right.
And he actually got over the fence. Now, he didn't make
Without getting killed, even.
Yeah, he didn't make it into the White House, of course. But again, another act of defiance, another act of rebellion. And that's what we're talking about. Another great example, Lisa, is if you go back to Tiananmen Square, one of the most famous photographs ever taken in the history of the world, you had all the Chinese tanks coming down the street.
Right.
And one Chinese man goes up and stands in front of that tank, and the tank stops.
What a moment that must have been for that man.
Absolutely.
What an incredible, unforgettable moment. And I'll tell you, every time you do something, put a bumper sticker on your car, attend a protest, organize a protest, show videos and documentaries that tell people the truth and uncover the lies and shred the misperceptions and illusions. Every time you do something that's above and beyond to help spread the word and widen the circle, you are engaging in an act of defiance.
Yeah. And to take it beyond just talking then,
right?
It's, you know, we hear people that say they're not going to be sucked in to the federal government's IRS
right.
tax scheme anymore. That's defiance and rebellion. People that go out on their street corners or go out to Ground Zero or in front of the White House, that's defiance and rebellion. And we hope everybody can make it up to Ground Zero for the 5th anniversary this year, because we're going to be there.
Yeah, Loretta Medaglia even had a very good idea for another act of defiance. Stand outside the movie theaters when they start showing that United 93
yeah.
movie and hand out information and DVDs that tell people the other side of the story,
yeah.
side of the story.
Yeah, and we're going to devote a whole show here in the near future to this movie called United 93 versus Phantom Flight 93, the book that we put out, and we're going to show you how dramatically different it is. And the funny thing is that we've nailed now what really happened with Flight 93. It's amazing how many in the alternative media still won't talk about this, though, huh?
Yeah. Every time you challenge the mainstream media by calling into their shows or sending them emails or even engaging with them, you know, in public places, every time you challenge the alternative media, every time you challenge a politician, you are engaging in defiance.
Yeah.
And it's important that we continue to do so. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to challenge these people.
And we're going to have another article next week that touches upon this subject that's going to blow your minds, I guarantee it. But I started to wonder, Lisa, is about this alternative media. Say something happens again, another 9/11 type attack, and of course it'll be state-sponsored, but how many people that are leaders in this alternative media, how many would stand up for the people, for the everyday people, and lead them or back them up? Now, if you look throughout history at some of the great people who stood up, there is Ulysses S. Grant. He led the forces in the Civil War. He became president. This was a man who wasn't afraid to fight. Abraham Lincoln took a bullet in his head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have people like Jesus
right.
that actually allowed himself to be crucified. You had John the Baptist that had his head chopped off. Joan of Arc got burned at the stake. Even Bill Cooper a couple years ago. He knew he was going to get killed. Did that silence him? Did it stop him?
No.
Hell no. I mean, he knew he was going to get killed. And the feds came in and murdered him in cold blood.
Well,
this is defiance.
I'm sure there are some people, and hopefully many people, who would have the strength, the inner strength, to be willing to make those kind of sacrifices. But we also know there's a lot of people who allow fear to lead them around like it's a ring through their nose.
Yeah. And you have to ask yourself, these big, prominent people in the alternative media, who would lead there? Who would be there for you if you had your back up against the wall?
Right. We also know there's people who aren't in it to lead or organize or even really take part in the cause. They're in it because they've made a business out of it.
Yeah.
And even some 9/11 truth groups have made a whole company out of 9/11, a whole corporate thing out of 9/11.
Well, a good example.
Good example of that's 9/11truth.org.
Well, another
board of directors.
Even better example of who we should question if they would stand up or not is Jeff Rentz. Now, would Jeff Rentz come out from the shadows, quote unquote Jeff Rentz? Would he come out of the shadows and stand up for you listening to the show today? Would he be there in front of the White House holding up a banner? If you had your back against the wall and you needed someone to save your life, would Jeff Rentz be there to go that extra mile to help you out? Hell no. No one's ever even seen Jeff Rentz before. No one even has Jeff Rentz's phone number.
Well, we don't know that. Yeah. We don't know that. But
I mean, do you think he's going to come out of the shadows and put his hand out there and take a few swings for you? Come on. You know, but who is it in front of the White House? Who's at Ground Zero? I know Vinny Sammartino was there.
That's right.
I know Patriot Jim Cujo was there. Mm-hmm. I know Michael Langston was there. I know Lisa and myself were there.
Jolly Roger was there. There was
Nico
a faction.
Haupt.
There was a faction of activists from New York 9/11truth.org that had splintered away from the bigger 9/11truth.org group to be at Ground Zero, despite, you know, the obvious dissent within their bigger group that didn't want them there.
Yeah. You know, right now, Lisa, systemically, we can't beat the New World Order. We can't overtake them. They have too much money. They have too much military might. But you know what? We can beat them on a personal level if we defy them. If we take these acts of rebellion and say, first of all, we're not afraid of you. We're not going to follow your rules as much as humanly possible, and we're going to stand up to you and say, screw you, because we don't buy into it anymore. We don't allow ourselves to be in this matrix that you've created.
Right, and your personal actions do trickle around and ripple outward to the people around you and to the people you interact with. And so whenever you make a conscious decision to engage in an act of defiance, you are helping the cause.
You're setting the
example. Even if you don't think you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah, you're setting the example for others to follow. And here's what it boils down to is that the people who run the world, these people sitting atop this control pyramid, this New World Order, they want all of us to think that they're these invincible, this select group of philosopher kings that can do no wrong, that they're almost like a demigod. Isn't that the impression you get, that they're so far above and beyond us that they're like on Mount Olympus?
Well, maybe if I didn't know what the things that I do know, I would think that, and I'm sure that the solid majority probably looks at the people, you know, who they think run the world and think they're infallible, but in fact they're not infallible. They've screwed up so many times, especially in regard to 9/11. It's impossible for me to look at them as some kind of demigod.
Oh, yeah. But that's the image they try to convey to everybody, that they're above and beyond. But if we just look at the last 4.5 years, what's happened since then, I don't think anybody could screw a system up more than it's been in the last 4.5 years. And that's why these ubermensch, these supermen that they look at themselves as, that's why they're so pissed off right now. That's why gas prices are so high, because they're just sticking it to us, because they're seeing how many people see through the lies, see through the illusion.
Yeah, and if they can't make us all succumb to their illusion, you know, then they don't win. And this information, this awareness is really, really growing in the mainstream, and it's what we've been working toward for the last 4+ years. And this must be driving them out of their mind.
And, you know, this morning I was talking to someone. I'll probably never see him again. Never spoke to him before. But he's a video game designer. And we started talking a little bit about what's going on in the world. And I was saying how, you know, mind control can be used in these video games. If you have some teenager that's halfway over the edge already, I think they can push them the rest of the way to do something like a Columbine or whatever. But then it started moving towards 9/11 and so forth. And Lisa, like I said, I never talked to this guy before. He knew the whole shebang. He knew about WTC-7. He knew about the Pentagon. He knew about the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. How many people are out there in everyday life that know all this stuff, that it, like you said, it's driving the elitists crazy because they blew it so badly on 9/11. They blew it so bad in the war. Look at the economy. It's ready to crumble whenever, you know, the final card is
pulled
out. Let's
put it this way. If they had done such an impeccable job in executing this crime and pulling it off and covering it up, then how could we be here today talking about this stuff? How could any of the people that have been on the front lines of 9/11 truth for the last 4+ years, how could they be in this situation now if they had pulled their job off perfectly as planned?
Right.
They didn't pull it off perfectly.
Yeah, and I was thinking back to what Vinny Sammartino said. Remember when we were on the Lionel show?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night and then a Saturday afternoon. And he said, it was so great to hear somebody come out and they're not mentioning police states, and they're not mentioning cowering in fear, and they're not saying, you know what, I think my life's in danger, I'm going to get killed. You know,
and
like
nobody
that.
Said, buy my video, even once.
Yeah, and it's refreshing that people can go out there and not have this whole element of fear. We did the exact opposite. We told everybody listening, stand up, get involved, and don't be afraid.
Or the whole infomercial element.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole reason to be getting this information out there is to increase public awareness. You know, it isn't to make a profit. It isn't to exploit it and manipulate it and use it to your own ends. The real cause, the real reason to be doing it is because we need to change this system. We need to keep this from ever happening again.
And the best way to start is by not being afraid. Not being afraid, because we're not. We thumb our noses at these bastards every single day by doing what we're doing. And guess what? Nobody's killed us. Nobody's threatening us. You know why? Because they know that we're not afraid of them. And all these other people that are spewing this nonsense that they've been threatened to be killed for the last 10 years.
You know, if you're that terrified and you're that panicked, then just get out of it.
Right.
You know, rather than tell people that, no, you're never going to endorse protests, and you're not going to do anything like that, you're not going to encourage other people to do anything like that because you're afraid and because you're being harassed or intimidated. You know, if you're going to, like, suck into that whole fear factor thing, just get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need... That's not helpful to the rest of us who aren't afraid.
Yeah. And, when you think about the information coming out of the White House now, when George Bush comes out and says X, Y, or Z, how much of it do you believe, Lisa?
Nothing.
Right. How many people are out there?
But look at how defiant he is.
But, I mean, look at how many people there are, not only across America.
I don't believe anything they say.
Right. Across America and across the world. Nobody believes them anymore. Nobody believes what they're saying anymore. And, well, I shouldn't say nobody. You still have this 20 or 25% of the brain-dead, hardcore, just
right.
Zombie.
But also, the people that they pay don't count, you know?
Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
count. If they say they believe them, they don't count because they're getting paid to believe them.
Yeah. I mean, and it reaches a point where if there's no belief whatsoever in this religion they've created, this New World Order religion, or this illusion that they've created, then all credibility crumbles, all belief crumbles, and people pretty much say, you know what, we're out of the system now. We're not in it anymore.
Some people don't want to engage in acts of defiance or rebellion because they think they have a lot to lose. And we pose to you this question, you know, how much more do you have to lose if you do nothing?
Right. I was, before the show, I went over to the printer. I had to pick up some books, and I was listening to Bill O'Reilly. And he said, this is something that he's talked about privately, but he said, this is the first time I'm ever voicing it publicly on the air. And he said, if we have another attack in this country, he says, another 9/11 style attack, he said, this country's going to move so far to the right, he said, that it's going to make your head spin. And he says, I don't want to see that. Now here's Bill O'Reilly, who's definitely to the right. He said, if we have another attack such as 9/11, he said, it's going to become Nazi-like to the right. And you know what? I don't disagree with him. I mean, I don't disagree with his opinion there. Because these neocon just psychopaths that are underneath Israel's thumb,
who are apparently also incompetent.
Right. And if they either, you know, wage some kind of bird flu, or if they do some kind of dirty nuke and blame it on Iran or Iran sympathizers, whatever. This is going to move into the psychopathic realm next. And that's why.
You mean it's not already in the psychopathic realm?
Well, it's
going to.
No, I don't think it's in the psychopathic realm yet. I think if something happens, it will be then. I mean, we're right now, I think, in a realm of just madness where it's nothing but lies. We have a disaster war in Iraq and basically just a lack of confidence whatsoever in the system. We have this bumbling pretend president that every time I hear his voice or see him, I ask, when's someone just going to, you know, like they used to do on the vaudeville stage?
Get the hook.
Just pull him off the stage and finally say, you know what, we can't take it anymore. It's just such a sham. It's such a sham. But, it's...
Did you ever think you'd be this embarrassed
of
your president?
That's just the perfect...
Ashamed, just totally embarrassed.
When we watch news for 15 minutes a night when we're eating supper, that's what it is.
I mean,
it's an embarrassment.
John F. Kennedy, and now you have this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and every president since Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's just been one disaster after another.
And I never thought it could get worse than Bill Clinton. I never in a million years thought it could get more embarrassing than Bill Clinton. And I hate to say it, but I think Bush is even more embarrassing than Bill Clinton.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, that's how bad
it
is. And when I was talking to this guy today, I said, Bush is going to run, or the people handling Bush are going to run this country so far into the ground that we're going to get the daughter of the devil next, 2008 Hillary. And he was just shaking his head, and he's like, oh, my God. You know, so.
Oh, I have another act of defiance. The Minutemen have challenged President Bush.
Yeah.
And they said, either you build the fence on the border or we will. And
great.
They are already engaged in plans to build fencing along the border. They've got several landowners who have agreed to allow fencing to be erected on their land. Now, the problem is that the federal government has bought up so much of this borderland that they're not going to be able to put fencing all the way where it needs to go. But I think that that's,
one hell of a
defiant act.
You know what would be awesome is if they just started building right across the federal land, too, and said, what are you going to do?
What?
Are you going to rip down the fence?
You know, the thing is, they already have it planned out where it will cost so much less for private citizens and landowners to do this than it would if the government had the military go in there and do it. You know, because when private citizens put their heads to it, the cost, of course, isn't this bloated, overinflated, right.
Yeah. And, or, you know, they could build a wall like they're building around Israel that's so fortified with cyclone wire, barbed wire. They have the outpost where they have the guys up there with the machine guns and so forth. The wall so high you can't crawl over it. Nobody bats an eye about Israel building this wall. Yet, in this country, God forbid that this notion is even mentioned. But, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Lisa, because that might be the ultimate act of defiance right now is the Minutemen. And we got Rick Biasade up there in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Thank God he's around.
We're very proud of the Minutemen.
We are.
I wish we could go to the border, actually.
Yeah. So, anyway, folks, you have all weekend now to think about this. Do something defiant. Be a rebel this weekend. Go out there and show the world.
You know, existing in the safe zone isn't going to get you anywhere. It's not going to make any progress. It's not going to make the world any better. It's not going to give you the security that your government promised you and never provided. You need to step outside the lines and live beyond the safe zone.
If somebody wants to do nothing but stay within a safe zone, I'm going to say something right now, Lisa. Their safe zone isn't going to last much longer.
No.
Because the people in power aren't afraid to bring the hammer down on your head. Why are you afraid to step outside the lines and do something rebellious against them?
And more and more people are telling me that if anything happens, they're going to flee here, or they're going to go north, or they're going
to
go out of the country.
There isn't anywhere
to go. There's nowhere to go, people.
Yeah.
It's not like this is just an American problem. This is a global problem.
Well, it's like people that say they want to jump off the earth. They just want the earth to stop and they want to jump off. Well, the earth's not going to stop spinning and you're not going to jump off and you run into to Saskatchewan or wherever, there's the same type of mentality and the same type of matrix up there
as
there is
anywhere
else.
We can't run away from our problems. We have to stand and face them and confront them, because we're not going to make them go away by ignoring them.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Wing TV. Check out this article on the homepage. We're going to have a lot more next week. On Monday, we're actually going to do something a little bit different. We're going to run an old show that we ran with an article that goes along with it to just point out another lie that's been told to all of you to distract you and to divert your attention from what's really going on.
Should we say who told the lie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff Rentz told a lie in his latest hit piece.
Yeah, so we're going to have an article, and it's going to be an old show that refers to the notorious Barbie incident, where he spewed just another huge lie, because, Lisa, when somebody lies to you, what do they assume?
They presume that you're stupid.
Yeah, so if you want to be stupid, we can't change. We can't do anything to change it. But we're yet again going to point out another one of their lies. So everybody have a good weekend. Tune in again next week. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you on Monday.